So then, where do you worship? Where do you join with other believers to worship, if not at a...
Oh, if not at a church, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's a novel idea. You become the ecclesia, the body of Christ, the church that he set up.
Yeah.
You become it. And then those who have come out of the world through the biblical gospel, which, let me share that with you, is faith in Christ's shed blood, his death, burial, and his resurrection. And he will wash away your sins if you repent, which is a turning of your mind and your ways, leaving your old life behind and having a new life in Christ ahead. And then if you do that, you'll be born by the Holy Spirit, born from above, born again. You understand that part?
I believe all of those things.
Oh, okay, okay. Because I run into some people who have never even heard of that.
Oh.
So I like to make sure.
How is that possible in today's world?
False gospels that abound.
Well, okay.
And then if you're born from above, a child of God, then you're going to follow the scriptures in holiness and obedience, right? You're going to keep doing this until the day you die. Then you have that hope of eternal life.
Yeah.
So we fellowship, because you're asking about that. We fellowship with people who have come out of the world, come out of man-made religion that we were just talking about, come out of Satan's kingdom, which this is.
Yeah.
Yep, you see that, right? Sports, politics, entertainment, pride, vanity, all this stuff is a distraction of Satan.
Yes.
And you must be born into God's kingdom. Would you like a gospel card?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Okay,
I'm a Christian.
Well, we're calling people out of the world, and that's another reason why we're out here. I run into a lot of ladies who say, I am, but I have a question for you.
Okay.
How come you have not repented and come out of the world then?
Well,
see, Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the ways of the world. Well, because the Bible does teach women how to be godly, holy women.
What made you think I didn't just witness in there?
Well,
see, you're making a judgment.
There is
only God can judge.
What we need to do. Would you like me to talk with you, or
yeah,
is that your friend? I don't
this
know.
Is my aunt.
Okay, I don't want to sit here and because you were actually being friendly about it, discussing things, and I don't want to. If she doesn't want to know the truth, that's fine. That's one of the things we don't want to do is sit there and argue with somebody who might not have eyes to see or ears to hear. So let me share with you, because she was asking, how do I know if she didn't come out of the world?
It is, ma'am. We have articles on it.
So are you a born again daughter of the Most High?
Oh yeah.
You're a born again child of God.
I've never heard it phrased quite like that. But yes.
Well, it's true, though, isn't it? We would be his daughter. He would be the sons, right? So that's a high calling, isn't it? So if we're his daughter, if we're a born-again child of God, our whole life is going to reflect that, right? If the Holy Spirit's within us, we're the temple of the Holy Spirit now, right? So he owns us. We're bought with a price by his blood. This is a pretty big price, isn't it? And so if we are that, he gets to tell us how to dress the holy temple, how to cover it, what to listen to, what to look at, right? And that's all in the New Testament for us. And so what your aunt was saying was, how do I know? I don't know what she was saying. She was just witnessing or whatever. How do I know she hasn't come out of the world? Because she's not even doing the fundamentals of a godly woman. And I would encourage you on that as well. The Bible does teach us to cover our heads, our hair. The Bible does teach us how to cover our bodies. And a lot of people like to say, oh, that's cultural. But if you look at, like, 1 Corinthians 11 with the head covering, it is for today. Because in 1 Corinthians 1, it says for all the churches everywhere.
By the way, can I step in here real quick? The lady right there just told me when I brought up head coverings as fruit that were of God. She said, that's Old Testament. I said, it's in 1 Corinthians 11. That's the New Testament.
It is. And then if you look at the last half of the chapter in the in 1 Corinthians 11, you know what's in there?
Got my pastor pointer out.
The Lord's Supper.
Oh, okay.
You see how people like to butcher the Bible and they want to take out what they want to do and what they don't want to do? Jesus said, if we love him, we keep his commands. And our commands come through Paul and the rest of the disciples as well. So if you believe the word of God is from God and it's all inspired from him, we're to follow and keep his commands. Jesus said, if you want to be my friend, keep my commands. And so we need to keep all the commands. That includes the ones that a lot of women don't like. Most women don't want to do it. It's not legalism. It's called obedience. And I want to share this with you. Revelation 22, 14, and 15. I don't know if you know that one. It's echoed in Revelation 21 as well. Dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, adulterers, all those big sins, those people who practice those, they're going to be left outside the gates of heaven. You know who else is going to be right along with them? People who love and practice even one lie. Christmas is a lie. Uncovered heads is a lie. Easter, Good Friday. The tithe isn't for today. If you look on the back of that gospel card, you'll see a whole bunch of lies that man-made religion is teaching. That's more than one. All it takes is one unrepentant sin. Look at Ananias and Sapphira, Acts 5. After grace had come, God kills them, didn't he? 1 Corinthians 11, we just talked about that, the Lord's Supper. Mm-hmm. Paul says, why are some of you sick and sleeping, which means dying? It means that God's killing them for taking the Lord's Supper unworthily. So a lot of people also who don't like to obey the word of God like to go after grace, 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 and they think they can just live in their sin and God's going to cover it. No, you can live in your sin today and he might not kill you, but you're going to pay for your own sins in eternity if you don't repent of them. So one unrepentant sin is going to leave you outside the gates of heaven. So we're out here warning everybody that they need to repent and be fully obedient to the word of God through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, am I understanding correctly?
Thank you.
You're saying that the narrow path salvation can be undone because there are sins that we haven't yet repented of?
You can turn away, yeah. You can turn away and lose your hope of salvation. You don't have salvation today. You have the hope of it if you strive and endure until the end. If you go look in the scriptures, you're going to see strive, be, do. Mm-hmm. You have to do that. Look at the book of James. Faith without works is dead. The book of James also says your works, you're not justified by your faith only. Right. Your works justify your faith. It's fruit right. that you have the Holy Spirit. We can't work our way there, but if you have no good fruit, you don't have a true saving faith, right? So you're nodding your head like you understand that.
I am a Sunday school teacher, and I'm in the book of James right now.
Okay.
Gospel of news, trust yourself to the word.
So can I ask you, how long have you been a believer?
Sorry?
A born-again child of God?
Since I was 14.
If okay, you have, so you had many years to get to the ways of a godly, holy woman. So either you haven't studied them or you're in rebellion, which is like witchcraft, because I see you're not being obedient.
That seems a little
and I'm trying to help you. Well, you know what? The things of God really are extreme. See, a lot of people take it like, oh, I just go to church. I just do this. I don't have to worry about this or that. It is extreme. And we just talked about Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5. They lied. Bam, he killed them. Don't you think that's extreme?
Well, yes.
1 Corinthians 11, they're taking the Lord's Supper unworthily. Don't you think that's extreme?
Right.
He's making them sick and they're dying?
Well, yes, that is important.
Okay, and that's the same for us today. Why would that be different than today?
I don't think I...
It doesn't matter what we think.
You and I have a lot of common ground.
But see, it doesn't matter what we think. What do the scriptures say?
Okay.
See, aren't they our sole authority?
True, yes.
So we need to speak what the scriptures speak.
I would agree with you.
So everything you say should be backed up in the scriptures. Everything you do or don't do. And then if you truly are my sister and claiming to be, I'm going to hold you to every word of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4, right? And if you're a Sunday school teacher, you should be a lot further than you are now. I love you. That's why I'm trying to tell you here. And you're smiling, but I hope that's a genuine smile of maybe repentance. I'm going to go look into all this and follow in obedience.
I spent a lot of years lukewarm, I think is the word I would use.
Okay.
Surrounding myself with, like I went to Southwest Baptist University, I surrounded myself with a Christian environment and thinking that that was enough, and I didn't individually spend a lot of time in the Word, just as a person, me and God.
Uh-huh.
And I've started to change that a little late in life, but I am growing. I will say that confidently and joyfully. I am growing. And I am not the same person I was 10 years ago. I can see changes that God has made in my life. I'm not perfect.
Well, the Bible does say strive to be perfect.
True, true.
And you know what perfect is? Mature and complete.
Well,
we're to strive for maturity.
Those are also big claims.
And can I help you? If you've been, how old are you?
44.
Okay, I'm 55. So since you're 14, you've been claiming Christ.
Yeah.
And you're 44. I would say within the first year or so, you should have most of the doctrines correct on how you can be an obedient, godly, holy woman. And I know that. You know how I know? I came from the world. I was the worst of the worst. Within a year, we studied the scriptures. We forsake everything. Man-made religion and everything. As soon as we found out they weren't teaching the truth. But within the first year, we had the same doctrines then that we do now. You can quickly get to it. See, you know the issue is? It's your flesh and sin. You don't want to let go of your sins. I'm trying to help
you. Well, that's true, too. But I was going to say, I think a lot of churches were really good at evangelizing and saving, you know, doing the altar call.
But that's unbiblical.
A lot of churches that
and they're preaching an unbiblical gospel. See, we were going through...
I'm sorry? Let me finish my sentence. Hold your horses.
Yeah, but I'm trying to help you. You just said something that's not correct.
Okay.
And I don't want you to say...
An altar call?
But, yeah, there is no altar call in the Bible. Come down here, say a prayer, and it's all... It's feelings and emotions. It's pressure from... It's peer pressure. What you're supposed to do is surrender yourself before a holy God.
Test yourself,
and it all comes through the scriptures. And so I'm trying to help you. I would be happy to help you. You want to grow? You want to mature? I'll get you on the right path real fast. We'll sit down in the scriptures. I'll hold you to it and say, let's study. Let's study this. You see it, you need to obey it. You see it, you need to stop it. That's all we did. That's what he wants.
Well, and I appreciate that, but hold on. I feel like a lot of churches, and sometimes even my church where I attend, we're not always well-staffed enough and diligent enough to grow our new believers and disciple them and to help them with the mentoring process.
Then let me ask you, what's your problem then? If you're a Sunday school teacher, you should be fully mature. You should be totally following the scriptures by now, right?
So,
ideally. I love you, but you're kind of putting the blame on something else. And those pastors, they're going to give a real big account for what they're doing because they're leading people astray. We've not found one denomination or non-denomination or any religious, whatever you want to title them, in a building that meets on a Sunday or Saturday, whatever it is, that's teaching the full truth. Yours isn't. If you love and even practice one lie, you're going to be left outside the gates of heaven. And I just showed you a bunch of them.
I'm going to look that one up. That does not sound familiar to me. And that goes against my understanding of
Write it
salvation.
Down. Revelation 22, 14, and 15. You need to go look that one up. And it's also in Revelation 21. One unrepentant lie is going to leave you outside the gates of heaven. That's what the Word of God says.
And I'm also hesitant.
What will you do if you go read that and you see it? Are you going to repent?
Well, if I read that and I interpret it the way that you do.
Do you have a Bible on there?
No.
Oh, hold your horses. Do you want me to pull it up for you?
Revelation 21.
It's in there also. But okay. Revelation 22, 14, and 15.
Revelation 22, 14, and 15.
Okay. And if you look in the book of Peter, there's one interpretation. There's no private interpretation. It's all done through the Holy Spirit. And you have to be truly Holy Spirit filled. So you said you were born again since you were 14. Your life should be markedly different by now. You should be fully mature and complete by now. Many years ago. You're 44.
Yes.
So what is that, 30 years? Yeah. 30 years. You should be the one out here talking to the people here as a fully holy, godly woman. You and I should be sisters.
I do in my way.
But it can't be your way. It has to be his way.
Well, I mean, it's like in the way that I feel that I can. Stepping up to teach a Sunday school class was a huge...
But you,
not the culture.
What you need to do is back down from that until you get your life in order. And I'm here to help you because I just shared a whole bunch of lies with you that's going on in man-made religion, and I know they're teaching that. Christmas. They practice Christmas?
Well, we celebrate Jesus.
Easter.
I mean...
It's a lie. It's pagan. It's out. Revelation 22 tells us that.
The Christmas tree is not Christian. I get
it's not that either. He wasn't even born then. It's a lie.
No.
So you're loving a lie. But you're loving a lie. You see that? Christmas is a lie. What about Good Friday? 3 days and three nights. Jesus said he'd be in the grave, right? 72 hours.
Okay.
And you're a teacher. You should know this. From Friday to Sunday, you can't get 72 hours. So you're making Jesus a liar. Who's lying? Jesus?
Hold on.
Or the churches?
The Bible says 72 hours.
Jesus said he'll be in the grave 3 days and three nights. How many hours is that?
Okay.
72.
So, Friday.
Okay.
Saturday. Sunday.
Your churches claim that he died at roughly 3 o'clock on Friday and rose by Sunday morning. You can't get 72 hours from there. So the churches are calling Jesus a liar.
It's 3 days and three nights, too. You can't get three
it's
nights.
It's 72 hours. So who's lying?
I don't think I've ever heard anyone claim... Like, a certain time.
Well, see, that's where you need to study the scriptures. Because if we live Matthew 4:4 by every word of the mouth of God, we can believe the scriptures, follow them, and obey them.
To the word of
so
God,
you're not studying the scriptures. You didn't even know that. So after 30 years of being a Christian, you don't, you're still practicing Christmas, Easter probably, Good Friday, feminization, meaning uncovered, undressed. You're not being taught that. Most of the churches don't teach men to put long untucked tunic like shirts on. God in Genesis 3 covered mankind, and mankind has been undressing the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Repent and seek Him.
So test yourself on that. Our email is on the back of the card. I'd love to help you on that. So if you want to be held accountable, but see, what you don't want to run is by feelings, thoughts, and convictions, and just God doing things. You have to get out of it. You have to do the works and be able to with the power of the Holy Spirit. You're going to lose your soul if you don't repent. You've just been told a whole lot of truth. Go test it. See, if you just go ignore this and you don't test it, you're going to be held accountable to that. I love you. I'm glad you stopped to talk. Be careful with your aunt. She's got great feminism, and she's got a lot of lies in her. I'm just saying because I could see it. I see the evidence of sin in her as well.
Yeah. I want to throw some in there. Did you talk about, when we talk about one sin, one lie, how many sins did it take Adam and Eve to get tossed out of the garden?
One.
How many sins did it take two Levitical priests in Leviticus 10 that brought strange fire to God, which Christmas is strange fire. God never ordained it.
What?
God never ordained Christmas. There's no practice. There's no practice of Christmas in the scriptures, man.
Well, no, I know that.
So it's strange fire. So, and how many lies did it take for Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5 after Jesus rose again, grace had come to die?
We talked about that.
She just taught me
so
that.
Every sin that you do, whether it's rebellion to not live the way God calls you, not dress, act, talk, come out of the culture, not be willing to lose your church family that is sinful, that's a sin that will be on your record and weigh you down in the judgment. Whereas Christ said, willful sin, the Bible says, will not be covered by His blood.
Okay, I'm glad you just said willful.
Hebrews 10:26. Okay. That means you know it's sin, you keep doing it.
Now we have some common ground again.
Willful sin. It's willful.
You need to go back and read it.
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 11 tells women to cover their heads, absolutely.
I read it, and you need to go back and revisit it.
Yeah, right. You're not supposed to, did you know you're not supposed to teach men?
I'm saying that respectfully.
Did you know the Bible says you're not supposed to teach men?
I'm not teaching. I'm having a conversation.
You're actually rebuking and teaching me. I'm a Bible teacher. No, the Bible says that women are not to usurp authority over men. You're acting like Eve, ma'am. We love you. You're acting like Eve in the garden. Paul says she deceived her husband. You don't want to be that way. You walk away any way you want. We're standing on the corner. But feminism will be judged. And so it's sinful and wicked. Yes, Christmas is not a God celebration. Good Friday, Easter is not God's celebration. We don't keep the Old Testament celebrations. We preach Christ crucified. Every system that you could name is invented by man. Baptist, Lutheran, Evangelical, Mormon, Jehovah Witness.
Yeah, but they're all doing their best to interpret the Bible.
Your best is not going to do. The Mormons are going to lose their soul, and they're doing their best in their corrupt cult. Occultists are doing their best to worship. They, you know what the occultists tell me all the time, ma'am? We practice white magic, not black. It's good magic. We're fine. Okay. So see, you're making excuses. And my young brother just did a teaching on pragmatism. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Pragmatism. It's like, I'm going to do all this stuff that's wrong and hope I get a good outcome. Jesus said, you must worship in spirit and in truth. And if you don't, ma'am, you will lose your soul.
I respectfully disagree with portion of
you can't bring scripture against it, though.
I really respect you.
Need
what you're trying to
base
to do
it all off the scripture.
Scripture.
I do agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You're not based on scripture.
Well, that's true as well. And that is a shortcoming.
So tell you what, our email's on there. Bring me some scripture.
Yep.
Okay. Let's talk.
Email us.
You go look up that. Revelation 22. I'm Sister Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
What?
Amen.
Amen. And I'm Brother Tupos. Nice to meet you.
Say it again.
Tupos.
Yep. Yeah. Send us an email.
You see, the cares of the world sweep you away from the things of God.
Okay.
Watch out. Paul says bad company corrupts. 1 Corinthians 15.
All right.
Don't see bad company.
Yeah. Bad company corrupts. Satan's workers always try to take God's people away. Email us, man. We'd love to talk to you. We love you. Lifting up Jesus Christ, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Do you know the narrow path, neighbor? Test yourself. While there's time, don't walk in feminism and man-made religion. Repent and seek the kingdom of God.